Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You could, I suppose, say that Jesus is the heavenly bin man, the one who has come to, like a heavenly refuse collector, who has come to take away the sin of the world, has come to take away your rubbish and my rubbish. And God knows the world is in a terrible mess. And that's not new. It always has been. In every century, in every epoch of history that you may like to read about, in every part of the world that you may want to read about or get to know, the world has always been in a mess. And in one way or another, whether we like the idea or not, we all contribute somewhere or other to that mess. A lot of the time, I suspect we're all contributing to it unawares, just by the fact that we're born into, caught up in, living in a society and a culture and an economy where there are very many different values from the values of God and of Jesus, which unawares, unconsciously perhaps, we conform to and thereby corporately help to turn the world into the mess it's in. But then, of course, sometimes we are only too aware of the things that we ourselves individually have done and said and thought which are wrong. We must all be aware of the things in our lifetimes, and some of us have got very long lifetimes, I'm afraid, to look back on. Some of you less so, but many of us a long lifetime to look back on. But as long or short, as we look back on our lives, we're all aware of things we've said and done which have hurt other people, sometimes which have hurt ourselves. Things which we know have been wrong, things which we know have been stupid, and things which only afterwards we realised just how much damage we'd done somewhere or other in our relationships with one another. At some point in our lives, I think we need, at any rate, to come to the point where we acknowledge that all we, like sheep, have gone astray. That means primarily that we've gone astray from God, that we've lived our lives, perhaps much of the time in our lives, perhaps less time in our lives, but we've lived at least parts of our lives not remembering God, not turning to God, not listening to God, not obeying God. We've turned away from God, and as it says, we've turned everyone to our own way. If you want a succinct definition of sin, a definition of sin which the world outside would understand as well as the world here in the church, you can find no better definition of sin than that famous song of Frank Sinatra's, "I Did It My Way." That is sin. I did it my way, not God's way. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've all turned at some point in some way in our own lives to our own way. And yet the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, with the book and the cards and the papers and things that you were given as you came in, I hope you were given this little sheet of paper. Can you all find it? Maybe a bit of a mystery to you. Is there anybody who hasn't got one of these to hand? You've dropped yours. I'm sure somebody can easily give you another one. Now, on this piece of paper, there's a bin. Let's consider it today as a sin bin. If you watch many of the sports and games that go on these days, you'll have heard about the sin bin, where people on the field or on the ice or on the pitch or whatever it is have done something naughty against the rules and have got sent to the sin bin. Well, just look at this as a little sin bin. And look at it as your sin bin. Oh dear, oh dear. It's rather full, isn't it? Well, in the old days, Matins and Evensong from the prayer book, we often started with the sentence from the first letter of John, which was to remind us where we stand in the sight of God. And it said, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So here's a little picture of your sin bin and mine. And I want you to sit and think for a few moments. I'm just going to leave you quietly for a few moments. I just want, however painful it may be, I want you to sit, as I will, or stand in my case, and think about what's in that sin bin. Of the things that come to your mind that you wish you hadn't done and you wish you hadn't said. The things you're ashamed of. The things that make you feel guilty. The things that you would like to put in this bin and get rid of. Because in a moment, that's what we're going to do. In a moment, I'm going to suggest that you put your name. I think there's pens in the pews too, or you may have got one with you. I'm going to suggest that you put your name. I've done this. Don't ask you to do anything I'm not doing. Put your name beside this sin bin to identify it as yours. This is my sin bin. And then I'm going to suggest that we come forward and over here. Of course, I've got a bin bag. And I'm going to put my little sin bin, this piece of paper, in this bin bag. And I'm going to invite you to come forward and put your little piece of paper and your sin bin and your sins in your mind into this bag. And Jesus, the great heavenly bin man, the great heavenly refuse collector, is going to take it away because that's what he came to do. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He came to die to take away your sin and mine. Praise the Lord. And then if you come forward to put your little sin bin in this big bag, then as you go back to your places this way or that way, one of our little helpers, one of not big helpers, will give you a palm cross. And take that home as a reminder, as an assurance that God has taken away your sin through the cross of Jesus Christ. That on the cross, Jesus was paying the penalty, the punishment for your sin. And he has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, you don't have to do this, but I'm inviting you to do it. I'm doing it. And I do believe that you will have a sense that God has indeed taken away your sin, that Jesus has indeed taken your sin upon himself on the cross. And keep that palm cross with you, put it somewhere conspicuous in your house, in your kitchen or bedroom or sitting room or somewhere. And when you look at it, remember that Jesus has taken away your sin. So would you like just to sit quietly for a few moments, looking at your personal sin bin and remembering what you want to put into it for Jesus to take away? Now that bin bag is going under the altar here for the rest of the service. Afterwards, I'll take it home with me and it'll go in the bins in the flats where we live, and the earthly bin collectors will take all that away. I don't know where the earthly bin collectors put all the rubbish that we put out, and in one way, I don't know how or where Jesus disposes, as it were, of our sins either. All I know is that he did on the cross. The Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Jesus is the Lamb of God who has taken away your sin and mine. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.